Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Mishnah Gimel. So again, we're still talking about Klei Cheres, and we spoke about last time how if the Klei Cheres is broken, it's no longer Mekabel Tuma. So Chavish Nikva, what if it had a hole in it, so it's not Mekabel Tuma, it's Tahar, even if it was Tame, it becomes Tahar because it broke. V'asab Zephas, but then you patch it up with a little bit of tar, Vinishbra, or broke into a whole bunch of pieces, and Im Yesh B'makom HaZephas, Machzik Revias, meaning after you repair it, it broke again into a whole bunch of pieces, and one of those pieces has the area that was plugged up. So im yesh b'makom hazefes machzik revias, if that place where you put the tar in can hold a revias of liquid tamei, then that's its own kli and it's tamei. Meish lo batal shem kli me'aleha, it never lost. It's shem kli cheres shenak. I have a piece of cheres has a hole in it, and you patch it up with some tar, aval pisha machzik revias tahar, even though that piece could hold a revias, it's tahar, mnesha batal shem kli me'alav, because it loses the status of a kli, meaning when it broke, it lost the status of a kli, so it's not considered a real kli anymore, even before it developed the hole. So we're talking about a cheres is not a pat, a cheres is a broken piece of a kli. So it was already broken and it was tahar, and then it developed a hole, and then you patch the hole, so that is still going to be tahar. Mishnah Dalet. Chavis shenistro a'a. If you have a chavis, a barrel made out of cheres that cracks and it became weak because of that, utfala begalalim. And so you wrap it or you coat it in animal excrement just to give it some to solidify it. Afal pishu notel segalalim bechrasim noflim. Even though if you were to remove that those galalim, the pieces of pottery would start falling to pieces. So to make it's still considered to be able to make a kabbalah. So, nation lo batal, shem kli me'alah, because it never lost its shem kli. You've been holding it together. Nishbra, but if it broke first, v'dibek mimena charsis, and you glue the pieces together, o shehevi charsis mimakom acher, or you brought other pieces from other places and you glue them into the shape of the barrel, utfalim begalalim, and then you wrap it and galalim told it together. Af bishul nota galalim achras nomdim, even if you were to remove those galalim, it would still have enough structural integrity to be held together, tahor, it's still tahor, mipnei shebatal shem kli me'aleha, because the shem kli had already been batal. Hayibah cheres machzik revias, if the barrel that was glued back together had a piece that could hold the revias by itself without the other pieces, so it can become tameh on its own. Kula metama b'maga, so if that piece becomes tameh, the whole barrel is now metameh through maga, ukenegdo metameh ba'avir, but only the place where that piece is metameh through avir, through the avir of a kli cheres. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a barrel develops a hole and then gets repaired and then breaks, so the repaired piece, the piece with tar in it, if it crawled the revias, is mekabel tuma. But if it developed a hole and then if it broke first and then it developed the hole and you repair it, so then it's going to be tar. And then in Mishnah Dalet we had said that if you have a barrel that is falling to pieces, that it is cracked and it looks like it's going to fall to pieces, and you wrap it in galalim, so even if you remove those galalim, the cheres would fall apart, it's still tamei because it never lost its shame kli, as opposed to if it broke apart first and you glued it back together, and took a bunch of broken pieces and you wrap it in galalim, so even though it could stand without the galalim, it's going to be tahar because it lost its shame tumah. And then we spoke about a case where you have a piece of pottery that could hold the revias on its own, that was glued back to the rest of the pot, so legabe Tumas Maga, it's one big kli, and the Gabe Tumas, the Tumas being Metami Ba'avir, only that area is actually Metami Ba'avir. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey.